It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick just as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Welcome.
Nah, it's cool.
I don't need your fucking approval. See, Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me as always is Steve.
Yo.
Kevin.
Hi, Abraham here.
Hey, Abraham. What's the big idea? And our own little Hebrew hammer has joined us today, B-Shaps.
Barakata, I don't know.
Okay.
What the fuck? He said he didn't know any Hebrew. And then he just blasted out this first sentence.
It's the music. It's getting live to him. Oh. He's starting to get it a little bit. I see you tapping your feet.
I know that guy.
Hey,
I'm pissed.
So anyway, what's going on, guys?
So to prove we're not racist, we have an actual Jew.
He actually was going to say the same thing.
Well, you know, Howard has his black girl, so he can make black jokes. And We have our Jew, so we can make Jew jokes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The self-proclaimed worst Jew in the world.
It is true.
Brian Chaps.
Yep.
So this is Matt is not here. Matt is doing what? I don't even know.
I think he's
Are
bringing
you sure?
his sister to college.
I could tell
Damn
you
it.
Things he's not doing. He's probably not on a treadmill. He's probably not tanning.
Not eating healthy.
What'd you do if he just came in with a haircut and he was tanning? He's like, what's up, guys? He had like a blowout.
Would he be actually wearing a color other than black?
No, and he had like, oh my God, that was freaky. One time we had a St. Patrick's Day party. I shouldn't be talking when he's not here to defend himself, but whatever, fuck him.
You guys do it to me.
He showed up with blue jeans and a green shirt.
No.
Yup. I got pictures of it.
And then right then a record scratch and everyone's like,
can you please post that on the site?
I gotta dig them up. They're in like an old hard drive. But yeah, he was wearing blue jeans and a green shirt for St. Patrick's Day.
You have a lot of good stuff on old hard drives.
Yeah.
Like my shit video.
Oh, Christ. I don't even know if that made it.
I hope it did.
It was like fucking epic.
It was.
It was like Federico Fellini filmed your shit.
Yes. And the way it came out, like smooth yogurt.
Yeah, it did.
Smooth yogurt.
And that was a shitty cell phone you had, but it was a magnificent video.
It was.
I don't know how the hell you took
it. I didn't get any ball or like just a little bit of chode hair. That's it.
It could have been like done at like a Carvel.
It was perfect.
It was perfect.
Yeah. Trumped anything you ever did. Except for that bloody shit you sent me the other day.
Oh, God. I had to leave work.
That was afterbirth. God. I had to leave work.
It did. It did.
Is that the first time you had bloody shit?
No, no.
This is you don't listen to the show. That's what he lives with.
No, I know
his
that.
Shit is the color of his shirt. His shirt actually was once white. He soaked
it
up.
I shat on it on the way here. I'm going to show B-Shaps the picture. See what he thinks.
Yes, please. God. I would like to see his reaction.
All right, so this was.
Oh dear God.
Now that was that was the last.
My question is, why do you take pictures of your shits?
Well, I sent it to Steve and Kevin.
We actually always do that.
We often send each other shit pictures.
I used to get them daily, mostly from some other guy. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
It was Sean.
Oh.
His name was Sean. He used to sit right here.
His name was Sean Paulson.
We can't Chris Benoit him from our life.
More like, didn't Mussolini do that? Just like make people like they never existed?
Was it Stalin?
Stalin?
Yeah, the Russians.
Fucking commie.
Make people disappear.
Mm.
Yeah,
Disappear.
Yeah, Animal Farm.
Ooh, George Orwell.
I have.
George Orwell. Why can't you talk?
I gotta admit though that toilet shit that you sent me, it was like a straight up bloodbath.
Now wait a minute. When I had to run to the bathroom, okay, and there was two other people in the stalls, so I had to flush as it was initially coming out. That was just a leftover. That was like the, you know, your dump's done and there's still a little bit left. That was just a little bit left.
So that was already flushed.
That was flushed already.
And then a little bit of leakage out.
Yep.
You're gross.
See, he's got nasty shit pictures. I have slightly more conventional shit pictures.
See, this is just your classic shit pic.
Yeah. But look at the length on that.
That is length.
Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
That's a quality. That's like prize winning turd.
Former aristocrat
times.
Pat had one that went all the way up to the top of the bowl. It went down the drain all the way up to the like top of
like
the
like it was almost peeking out
yes.
over the lid.
Like yeah, it was almost peeking out.
Was he eating shredded wheat for 3 weeks?
I have no idea what he was eating, but
I call this one the Super J.
My God.
The Super J. You need to start up a Facebook. You need to start up a Facebook of just shit pics. Don't have any connection to you. And just like a whole family album of shit. Yeah.
Speaking of a whole family of shit.
Jesus. That's all going.
Oh my God.
That's like they're all going to a water park.
That is the Cosby Kids at the pool.
Just make it a Twitter account. Yeah. Like post pictures of your shit.
Dude, you know what pissed me off at work one time? I was in the bathroom and I flushed the toilet. I just pissed. I flushed the toilet and I'm washing my hands. And every once in a while there's like a like back pressure into pipes and it makes like a noise. Yeah. So as I'm opening the door, a woman's walking by and hears a and she got pissed like I farted. She just shook her head in disgust and I was like, whoa.
Well, you do fart a lot.
And then farted.
Not in front of a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve's a gentleman.
Yes. That's right. Gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Could teach a thing or you.
No, when I was younger, at soccer practice.
Younger?
Yes.
Yeah. At soccer practice. Soccer. And it was behind my elementary school. Practice. And I had to go to the bathroom. I had to take a shit. And the coach did not refuse to see my hand or whatever. I was trying to get across the street to a friendlies to go take a shit.
Was your coach's name Jerry Sandusky?
May as well have been.
You had a friendlies across from your school?
Yeah.
I'll help you get that shit back in there.
It's shit now, though. And eventually I ended up taking the shit in my pants, and my dad had to carry me across the street to a friendlies to get me. I was like 4 or something.
Why'd you go to friendlies?
Because that was the closest thing.
He had a fribble in his underwear.
It was loose.
Not so happy ending.
Oh, God. It's horrible. Why didn't he just carry you home?
Because it was like... He didn't want to put me inside the car.
I'm not
shit
putting shitty pants in the Lincoln.
Now, how did he carry you? Did he carry you like a fireman rescuing a victim?
Or did he have his arms out and he was just like,
He may as well have, but he actually had me like bridal style, I think.
It's like when a dog carries its young by the scruff of the neck.
No, and he left me on the changing table to go throw up in one of the stalls.
Okay,
he puked.
How old were you that you were on a changing table?
I was like either 3 or
11.
4, something like that. It was 3 or 4.
So you're still in the 8. Why are you playing soccer at 3?
I played a lot of things when I was 3.
Naughty.
I did little league soccer, you know, all that stuff.
I played Cowboys, Indians, and shit my pants.
It was the first time I ever went commando.
Yeah.
And not the last.
Little turd trouser Shapiro.
No.
I was wearing jorts, too.
So you were wearing jorts, shit your pants, and had those fucking Jewish locks all at the same time?
Why were you playing soccer in jorts?
It was practice.
Oh.
Maybe you should practice shitting before you went.
Were you fucking John Cena doing athletics in jorts?
No. I never wear jorts anymore. Gay.
Yeah, well, how did they become gay? We talked about this on the show.
Yeah, you're young.
And
you being
a super fan would know that we talked about this.
Yeah. You're young. You're with it. What's wrong with jorts?
What happened with the jorts?
Do tell.
They're gay.
Why?
They're not comfortable.
I find mine plenty comfortable.
Yeah, when you first buy them, they're not. But they wear in,
you
just like any
in.
Jeans.
Yeah, how are they any less comfortable than jeans?
I still haven't worn my jorts. Oh, you did.
I did.
I know. You kept up.
And
I got so
laid because of it.
That reminded me of the relationship between Roy Orbison and Johnny Cash. They made an agreement last time they saw each other before Roy Orbison died that they would start wearing like pirate shirts.
Yeah.
The curly pirate shirts. They said, yeah, let's try and bring it back. Let's start wearing them. And then they didn't see each other for the longest time, and then Roy Orbison died. Johnny Cash goes to the funeral, or to the wake, and he sees him in the casket with a frilly shirt. Oh, and Johnny Cash never did it.
Oh, shit. Wow.
That's what I felt like when you came in with jorts. I felt like Johnny Cash staring at Roy Orbison in his casket.
I wonder if Johnny Cash was like, what a dick. Look at this asshole. No wonder I didn't wear him.
He probably couldn't find one that was black.
You know how bad he probably felt?
Yeah, well, all he had to do was let his hair dye leak onto it, and it would have been fine. Both of them. Fucking shitty jet black hair. Fuck them both.
Hey.
So anybody else
notice? How come I have to be the Roy Orbison out of Roy Orbison and Johnny Cash?
Because you were wearing them and I wasn't. We made a pact and I didn't come up to my end. Good thing you weren't buried in them. Otherwise, I would have felt really bad. If you were drunk driving home one day and they buried you in jorts, I'd feel real horrible. your last words.
It could have been
bury me in jorts.
Dude, last night was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Where was it?
My aunt's. It was a nice little block party.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'd never been to a block party, so I was kind of uncomfortable at first. Like, I didn't know which table to walk up to and grab beer or food.
Yeah, you didn't know if it was communal.
I didn't know whose garbage can to put my garbage in. I was nervous.
Don't they have, like, communal bins and stuff?
Well, that's what it was.
Yeah, everything's
really.
Just
walk
to the
up
curb.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
They have porta
potties. But at first,
there.
I was like, oh, I don't know. So I just held a plate for like an
hour. Yeah, do they have porta potties? Or
no.
Was there
no.
Open
you
had
to
door
go into
policy.
Someone's house.
You go into
to
people's
shit.
Houses. Yeah.
Actually, Kev's aunt. Came into her house while me and Sean were in the I was waiting on
they're in the bathroom
line for
together.
Sean to come out. And she's like, yeah, I know. I really need to get a bigger bathroom. And Sean's like, oh, yeah, because there's only room for one person in here. It was actually fucking hilarious. Anybody?
But we squeezed two.
Yeah.
You know, anybody what? What were you going to say before I
Real quick, anybody notice that fucking B-Shaps is wearing a fucking high school ring?
Are you really?
That
I
is
gay in
shorts.
High school ring.
He's wearing with an emerald in it or
now
something.
Now, wait a minute. He's still in high school. So.
No, I'm not. I'm in college.
You're in college?
And you're wearing... Do you wear a varsity... Oh, yeah.
No.
You have to do something to wear.
Any schmuck can get a class ring.
Well, schmuck. No. Drama Club got varsity jackets at North. My sister got a letter but never got a jacket.
That.
So,
I got a letter too.
Yeah, so this queer could have done it.
You got a letter for drama, no?
I got a letter for play production and drama, and I only because I asked for it. They weren't going to get I wasn't a part of any of their clubs, but I just was always hanging around. So I asked the teacher, I'm like, can I get one of those? And she's like, yeah.
I actually got a letter jacket.
Did you get a jacket?
No, I just got a letter. I don't know where the hell it went.
We should start wearing them.
The letters?
Yeah, get jackets. And
isn't that like the number one rule when you go to college, even if it is community college, I'm assuming?
No.
Don't wear your high school shit. Like no class of 2012 shirts, none of that bull crap.
No.
No rings, no jackets.
I think so. Actually,
not
it
really,
is.
No.
What? Oh, I'm sure you want to say. Do you say what college you go to?
Yeah, I go to Bloomfield College.
Bloomfield College.
Yeah.
Dude, I had the same exact reaction in my mind when he told me that.
And where do you live?
Bloomfield.
Okay.
Sounds like Brookdale, but darker.
Very true.
Bloomfield actually sucks.
Blackdale.
It's actually a white bread town, too, unless you go into the south part.
So it's like
and he's actually one of two Jews in his high school graduating class.
Yeah, I was.
And he got picked on his whole entire life, he said.
Well, you're wearing a fucking mezuzah around your neck. Yeah, you're going to get made fun of.
Okay.
And you're a ginger.
Yeah.
Nothing's in your favor.
He's a dark ginger, though. He's like a brown ginger.
Like, Jewish people have no souls, and gingers have no souls. So you're like negative souls.
Does two negatives make a positive?
I think so.
Gingers are weird, and Jews are accountants, so... He's got some in his favor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be an accountant. That's my dad.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh. Living the dream.
Well, he used to
be. You should have actually said, Gay, guess what my dad does for a living?
He's a business manager now.
Ooh. Does he sell Nikes?
No. No.
Okay. Because I'm trying to justify any reason why you have these bright yellow shoes on.
And by the way, that shirt you were wearing last time I met you, too.
Oh, weird.
Was I?
I believe so.
He actually said he was in dispute which shirt to wear here.
The one that says, I'm fat, let's party, which is what he's wearing. Or what else? What was the other choice?
I can't even remember.
You told me about it when you walked in.
I'm not even going to lie. I can't remember.
Bloomfield College, Community College.
It's actually a private school.
Now, what are you studying there?
Game design.
Game design.
Yep.
He's going to learn how to sell video games.
Sell them.
He's going to learn how to put the wheel piece in the middle of the lifeboard.
GameStop, here we come.
He's going to learn how to do GameStop.
I actually worked at GameStop.
Did you?
Yep, they fired me.
Oh, for what, stealing?
No.
Hey, did you work with a very large-breasted girl?
Nope.
Mm. You know who we're talking about?
Yes.
Bree, like the cheese?
Hi, this is Bree.
Hey, she's a very sweet girl.
That didn't even make any sense. It I just liked know. It.
It doesn't.
Huh? Clutch has a comment here.
Ooh.
Now that we don't have the TV, I have to check.
Steve.
Back in high school during baseball practice, someone on the team had to piss. So he pissed his pants. When we got up, we heard drips and saw the wet bench. We asked what happened. He said that he must have sat in a rain puddle. It hadn't rained for days.
That's See, horrible.
I had no qualms about admitting it. I had to take a shit. I had to take a shit then.
You were four.
I knew plenty of guys on the football team.
Apparently, I was in first grade. My brother texted me.
That's a lot of football players do that.
In practice, we just piss their pants.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
On the sidelines, too, if you actually pay attention, you'll see guys pissing on the sidelines. Because they can't go back to the locker room.
I heard the swimmers in the Olympic pissed in the pool when they were doing their races.
Why wouldn't they?
Helps them move.
Helps them move.
Makes them more aerodynamic.
It's an extra jet stream.
The salt from the pee adds buoyancy to the water.
It's a jet stream.
Yeah. Yeah. God. What happened with the, what's his name, cycling guy?
Lance Armstrong.
Was he on, he was juiced up or something?
Well, you know, he won some competitions. He got his nut cut off.
Tour de France.
He was a big hero. Because he'd ride a bike with one less testicle.
Yeah.
And now no one hears about him.
He just did a shitload of steroids.
Oh. During that period, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
See, a lot of people, too, were saying, oh, you know what? No, they don't take steroids to get jacked. It's just performance enhancing drugs. Hmm. Anyway.
Endurance and recovery and other stuff it helps out with. It doesn't just make you huge.
Oh. A lot of people are like, yeah, you know what? Though he's still a hero because he beat cancer. And then I tweeted out, I'm like, dude, maybe the performance enhancing drugs gave him cancer.
Yeah, maybe.
So fuck him.
Or maybe he was so distraught over losing a testicle that he was juicing up the one ball to try to get it as big as two. So his sack didn't look so empty.
Maybe I should do that.
Those steroids, aren't they supposed to like make you have less balls?
Not if you shoot it right into the ball.
See, my testicles look like popcorn kernels before they pop.
It's true. My testicles look like plums before they pop.
It's very true. It's very true.
Oh, my God.
Who wants to see?
Your testicles look like two soldiers carrying their wet laundry back to their fucking bunks.
Oh, God.
Sometimes when I'm laying in bed with my chick, I'll just pull my balls out and just let them sit there, and I go, honey, I think they're swollen. She's just looking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I started doing this new
Easy
thing.
Attention.
I started
Easy
doing this
attention.
New thing there. You know, hello, goodbye. We go for a quick smooch. I just won't move my lips. I call it dead lip. And just press my emotionless lips to her and go. The first couple times she got so mad. But the last time she laughed so hard, she blew a snot onto my chin.
Nice.
So, gentlemen out there, when you're with your lady, next time she goes to kiss you, she closes those eyes. Don't move your lips at all. Just
have a cell phone camera ready.
Just mash them into her lips and go. Dead lip.
So, Shaf, since you've probably never kissed a girl, have you you know, like a lot of Jewish people do, had sex through a sheet?
Sex through a sheet?
You're acting like you've never heard this.
Yeah,
honestly,
you know,
I've never heard
it. I only know it from Kirby Enthusiasm.
It's like a gimmick that Jewish people do.
Yeah.
He's playing dumb. You know,
no, honestly, I've never.
Never heard of that?
No, I've honestly never
heard
of it.
Check the interwebs.
Well, I think that Jewish people aren't allowed to have sex until after they're married, correct?
I'm reformed Jew. I can do whatever I want.
Oh,
we must rebuild him. He is the reformed Jew.
Yes. Did you see the tweet I tweeted earlier about how you are the ginger Jew, which isn't as badass as the bear Jew?
No. I didn't pay attention to Twitter today.
Far more cuddly.
But far more cuddly. Mm.
Snopes say false on the...
False!
False on the hole in the sheet.
Snoops.
I don't think it's a hole in the sheet. They just...
Aren't you?
They just shove the sheet in there.
You're supposed to wet the sheet and then plow with the sheet.
Yes, plow with the sheet. You don't cut a hole in it. Because you can't have skin-to-skin contact.
Isn't that what a condom's for?
Yeah, well, that's
your hips are still touching, dummy. Yeah. What an awful Jew.
Yeah. It's true.
Mm. Anyway.
No.
Nope. Yeah, I don't feel like nope, no sheep that. Fucking.
At least I didn't have sex with a Feivel doll.
At least you didn't have sex.
Oh, see, he does listen.
Feivel was Jewish.
Okay? Yeah.
It was through a sheep.
This may be going too far, but did you nut inside the doll?
I couldn't nut yet. I wasn't that old.
How did you know to fuck, but you couldn't nut?
Porn?
Fuck with no nut.
HBO.
You know what fucked me up is when I found out what actually happened. Like, because I watch porn, but I watch all softcore porn, so I never actually saw what happened with, like, the, you know, like many other young men, I watch porn at a young age.
You're a heathen.
And it was all the softcore, like Showtime, whatever that is. So you don't actually see, you know. So when I saw real porn and it's like from behind and you're seeing balls slapping, like I'm like, dear God, this is what actually happened.
Gross. Icky.
It's so graphic.
Anybody else ever crank at the taxi cab confessions, or am I alone?
I think you're alone on that one.
I could never watch something long enough to.
Yeah.
We had the hot box in the living room. And, and it was literally like I'd be there for 2-3 minutes and, oh, off, and run in the other room. Okay, nobody's coming.
It's slapping time.
Derek slaps. Was the king of porn, by the way.
I wasn't the king of porn.
Just the prince?
No.
Horse fucking?
I just found all the weird shit on the internet and showed everybody.
Yeah. But everybody's impression was this is what Derek gets off to.
Yeah, I know.
Backfired.
This is
on
what
him.
He does.
Hey, guys, isn't this a weird? Weird? This is weird.
This is weird. Get you get you sick?
All right, I'll meet you guys downstairs. Why? No, I don't want to stand up. It's not right now. Yeah. Just give me a minute.
Anybody else feel real queasy?
I'm going to throw up.
I'm like, guys, check this out. Girls puke on each other. And it's like, ew. I'm like, yeah. Ew.
Oh, that's gross. That's terrible.
If I thought like everyone liked it. Like, check this out, guys.
Derek was fucking hitting space bar with his dick while he's showing us.
Ixo.
Do you still have your bedroom ice fucking cold?
If I can.
Like, I literally would like spend the night at Derek's house in the middle of the winter with a frozen air conditioner on in his fucking room.
What's wrong with that?
It was brutal. It was brutally
cold.
Wait,
he was on the floor or the air conditioner was on the floor?
He was. I was on the floor actually with his dog.
Yeah.
Sleeping with his dog. But
sleeping with the dog?
Yeah, sleeping with the dog. The
dog was literally sleeping. Like, if it was, yeah, almost. Poor Roddy.
Smell these fingers.
Roddy, his dog Roddy was blind, but used to stare out the window of the fucking the door.
Yeah.
Like looking around, but couldn't see shit.
It was just like muscle memory. Like, I feel like I should be here.
You ever walk into walls?
Oh, yeah. He would bump his nose into shit.
Yeah.
And poor he Roddy. Fell in a koi pond.
Yeah, I remember that.
We had a koi pond outside, and he went to piss, and he couldn't find his way, and he just went right into the koi pond. Yeah. And he climbed up. There was like a waterfall that was all made of rocks. And he climbed up the waterfall on the rocks and stuck his head through the fence.
Don't fence, do this whatever, again.
So he was completely fucked.
Yeah. Well, I looked outside because it was all dark. And I just see his head coming through the deck. He's just like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, you know how much panic that dog was in? Because they probably had no idea how large that pond was.
I'm surprised he got out.
Were there actually fish in it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's a koi pond.
Four or five fish.
Yeah, but you can have a pond, and maybe there's not fish.
If he said it's a koi pond. It's
those were the kind that during the winter, the water freezes, and then the fish just freeze, right?
Yeah, they go to the bottom, and they feed off all the crap on the bottom of the pond, and it just freezes, yeah.
And then they freeze, and they're just like, oh.
Yeah, and then summer comes, and they're back at it.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
You know, when you said koi pond, I thought it was just a clever pond. I didn't realize it was actually fish.
No, COI. No, KOI.
KOI.
What is it?
KOI.
Right. But anyway.
So Snooki had her baby today, guys.
Yummy.
Ugh.
I want to eat her afterbirth.
It probably turned into a nice sauce.
Yeah.
Nice pasta sauce.
Sunday sauce. And a ragu. It's Sunday, so hey.
A ragu festival.
Yes. Lorenzo Dominic Laval.
The fuck kind of name is that?
That is her thing's name.
Thing.
Manchester, New Jersey.
Shouldn't even have that kind of classification.
Is there a picture of the baby? I'd like to see what fetal alcohol syndrome actually looks like.
Dude, no. You know how succulent her breasts are right now?
They're still gross.
No, they're not.
Snooki's disgusting.
Go on, Derek.
Pretty gross. That's it. She had a kid. I don't know what else to tell you.
And, wasn't this kid premature?
You know what? Everyone's saying it was due
December 21st or some shit.
Yeah.
But I guess that was just an internet thing.
I think that was a joke. Because they're saying she was due early September. So.
Slightly premature, but
yeah,
like nothing to worry about.
A week or two.
Can you keep that thing in the incubator longer than it's supposed to? Please.
I did tweet her a congratulations saying, I hope you got the tanning crib I ordered.
I told him not to
not
encourage
bad,
her.
Not bad, Steven. Not bad.
Yeah, sometimes I come up with good ones.
Sometimes. I don't know. Except for, what's with all the Facebook shit with you saying you're a god and stuff? Do you just make that shit up when you're working
out? I touched a bee and it came to life.
No, not the bee. You're every time...
That's
like,
what it came from. That's
no, I see a post from you and you're just like, you know, oh, you have these like weird sayings.
Yeah, no, it came from that. That's what it came from.
Oh, okay.
And then the next day I tweeted the rest of it.
Okay.
And at least people guessing. But yeah, there was a bee that was dead. I covered it with a cup after I touched it. And then... my friend texts me the next day. He's like, dude, the bee you touched is alive. Like, it was just dead, like, crispy. And then it's walking around now.
Zombie.
So I'm a god.
You ever do the thing where you catch a bee, put them in the freezer, and they go into hibernation?
Yeah.
And then you tie a string around them?
No.
Yeah, and then you can
I'm afraid of bees.
Fly a bee.
I'm allergic. I can't do it. I'm Brian
If you catch
Shapiro.
A bee and you put it in the freezer, it'll hibernate.
Really?
Won't move. So then you could tie a little string around it, and when it thaws out... It'll come back to life and fly away, and you got it on a string.
Never heard
of that.
And then
it comes back and bites your ass. Or sting, rather.
Ow!
I've never been stung by a bee.
I've never been stung either, actually.
I've been stung multiple times.
Nope, never. I don't get out much.
That's obvious.
Yeah. We get those fucking huge carpenter bees where we live.
Yeah.
They just like fly right into your face. Because they think you're something to fuck. Like, what is this? Nope, can't put my dick in that. On to the next thing.
I like the size of...
So your face is a flower.
Okay. I actually got stung a few times when I was younger, but I got stung actually last summer here. Walking barefoot in the grass. It got me right in the toe and brought me to the ground. It was pretty brutal.
Yeah, they're pretty nasty. Well, just think, that bee died.
I saw this...
Good.
Unless it was a wasp.
I saw this documentary about a boy and a girl, and they were like in the woods.
Is that porn?
And no. but the boy got stung by a bunch of bees, and then he died.
Where's his glasses? he couldn't see without his glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good documentary.
Yeah, that was the... I think that was the first time I cried during a movie.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it too?
Yeah, I think it was called My Girl.
Yeah,
I saw.
Hey,
that.
Dan Aykroyd was in that.
No, he couldn't have been. It was a documentary. Yeah. Maybe he. I don't know.
I saw the My Girl one that you're talking about. I saw.
Yeah,
that.
That's what he's talking about too.
It wasn't a documentary.
That's a
at
joke.
All.
Oh.
So by the way, Macaulay Culkin is 31 years old.
Yeah, same age as me.
And me.
God.
And a lot more successful.
Isn't he addicted to coke or something? Though?
Who knows?
Who isn't?
He can afford to.
It's great. It's a wonderful thing.
A little bit of the white.
Steve, you get the trophy for most uncomfortable chairs.
I don't sit in them.
I know.
So I wouldn't fucking know. Don't you normally sit in it?
Yeah, and I normally my ass falls asleep every week.
You want this?
And then it wakes up and it has to take a shit again.
Yeah, dude. When I wake up, I gotta shit. Even if I take a nap, like it just hits me. I gotta go. Like kick people out of the bathroom and have a shit. You know. Like, grab the chick by the hair and yank her off the toilet so I can explode.
Nice.
It's all the gas. That's what it is, the gas.
Steroids?
My dad had to knock a kid out of the way on a flight one time so I could get into the bathroom and throw up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Out of the way.
And then my dad said after he knocked the kid down and then shoved me in the door and then closed it, and then I started puking while I'm out there. The kid gets up and goes, "Sir, I was next." And you know me. That was pretty brutal.
Oh, my God.
That was the same flight where the pilot actually got up out of this pilot chair and came to the back and told my dad if I didn't knock it off, they were going to land the plane.
Really?
What were you doing?
I was having an anxiety attack.
Oh.
And I was like, nine?
Sounds like my brother.
And I was throwing up and puking.
Stop
and
having no control over what you're doing. I'm going to land this fucker.
Yeah. And then I finally threw up and then fell asleep.
Nice.
And woke up in Newark.
Where were you coming from? Disney?
Florida, yes.
Disney? Disney World?
Yeah. And ever since, I've been afraid to get on planes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't flown since?
No.
But Steven, how are we going to take the two rude dudes worldwide if you can't fly?
How are you going to go to all Japan?
Dude, two rude dude bus?
The dude express.
Yes. I'm sure John Madden can let us borrow his.
Didn't Lex Luger have a bus?
Yes, he did.
The Lex Express.
He fucking shows up on the Intrepid. He body slams Yokozuna, and then he drives cross country.
Fucking leaves.
Yeah. Cannonball run in his bus.
Because he earned one.
He didn't do shit.
He body slammed Yokozuna for our country.
Yes.
For
on
America.
On the Intrepid. On it.
Did you see how many cocksuckers were trying to body slam him? And they're like, I can't do it.
He's Steiners. Nope, can't do it.
He's just too big and pretends to be Japanese. We can't move him.
Pretends.
And then here comes Lex. He's got a metal forearm. He's like half robot anyway. And he's just like, here's a half-ass body slam. And now I'm on the ropes. And then he's like, meet me on the bus.
I believe he was wearing jorts as well.
It all comes back to jorts.
And he's actually headlining a wrestling show soon.
Where?
Who would book him?
Where? Have you seen a picture of him lately?
No.
He looks like
shit.
Oh, my God.
He's awful.
It's horrendous.
Scary looking.
I saw Paul Orndorff. He looks like shit. He looks like some old Marine.
Did you see when Paul Orndorff, his last spot on TV, WCW? It's like at the very end. They brought in all the power plant guys, and they're having them go against like the older WCW guys. Mm-hmm. And on the side of the power plant guys was Paul Orndorff because he was their trainer. So he starts pile driving,
everybody.
Gut kick, pile driver. On the last one, he's doing these pile drivers, not like a traditional pile driver, because I guess his hips don't work very well. He's like bumping. And just on the last one, his head ricochets off the mat, and he does it. Oh, it was the power plant guys against the Filthy Animals, who were all like Conan, Rey Mysterio, and all them. Mm-hmm. After the last pile driver, he doesn't get back up.
Nice.
And they try to continue the match on the other side of the ring.
Just ignoring him.
As Paul Orndorff is pretty much paralyzed.
Nice.
Completely knocked out.
And then finally the ref's like, no, just stop. We got to get an ambulance in here.
That guy's like fucking 60. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luger looks like fucking straight up silly putty now.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Luger's scary looking.
Like, I don't even want to look at him. That's how bad he looks.
He does look weird.
Yeah,
this is an older photo.
And he's real fucked up. Like, he has a problem with his spine. It swells.
He looks like somebody famous.
That's not even a good one.
Gordon Ramsay. It does.
Gordon Ramsay.
I'd show you, but, there's no TV.
Nobody's fault.
You got to find a whole, him standing up.
It's bad.
There's a recent picture from a convention where there was a bunch of the old NWO guys that were together. And they all look old, but there's Luger, and he's like a stick, but with the Luger head put on the body. It was as if somebody drew a stick figure body and put an actual picture of Lex Luger's head on it.
Now here it looks like Mark Hamill.
I gotta admit, Lex Luger's an ugly dude.
Yeah.
Like, even when he was in great shape, he was an ugly motherfucker.
He had to have bangs on his mullet to hide the five head.
Yes.
Oh, wait, here we go. Lex Luger. Ooh. God. Yeah, he looks like shit. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just looks like some old dude. He looks like he doesn't work out anymore.
He can't.
And he's the one who body slammed Yokozuna for Jesus.
For Jesus.
For God and country.
Yeah.
Not for the Jews.
No. Fuck the Jews.
Jews aren't American.
Next thing you say, Jews are communists.
They aren't?
Well, speaking of
may as well be
hatred. North College Hills, Ohio, I guess. School officials have been given concerned parents permission to keep their children at home Friday because.
Let's guess.
All right. Why are children allowed to stay home?
Where was it?
This Friday in.
Is school already in session?
I guess Ohio. Yeah, school is in session.
And only Friday.
Ohio.
Something is happening Friday. Near the school, and they said, you know what? You can keep your kids home if you want. Kevin, what do you got?
Oh, God, this stuff. There's going to be a NAMBLA parade.
Oh, NAMBLA parade, Steve.
he stole my guess right out of my mind. So I'm going to go with a wildfire.
Wildfire. Okay, Shaps?
Justin Bieber concert.
Justin Bieber concert. Well, I'm going to say that you had it the closest, Kev.
Ooh.
It was a National Alliance parade.
A what?
Oh. That National Alliance, isn't that like a
white
Nazis?
Supremacist group? Yes. It actually wasn't really a parade. It was a demonstration that they were holding from noon till 2 p.m. across the street from the school.
A demonstration?
Yeah, they show how like vacuums work and stuff, I think. Right?
This will suck the Jew right out. This
will suck up all the ashes.
This will suck the black right off your face. Yeah. So they were excused if they were afraid. You know, in case there was a
in case
they were
afraid the kids would get indoctrinated.
Yeah, we're that too. Ah, good old white supremacists.
I can't believe they're still around.
Yeah.
You figure they'd be rubbed out by now.
No, they just keep making more.
From these like social parasites.
Have you ever
The neo-Nazis are still around, aren't they?
Have you ever been to Ohio?
Shocks me.
You ever been to Ohio?
No.
Yeah, it's fairly reasonable to believe that they would be there.
Yeah,
there's not much else to do but hate people.
Exactly.
So you might as well specify your hate.
You see Jimmy? Fuck him.
Bigotry and meth. That's about all that's out there.
Meth. Yeah.
Meth. Derek wants to do meth.
Yeah, I've been watching Breaking Bad a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I want the blue stuff. I want it.
I want it.
Need it.
Anybody, you ever watch it?
We'll talk off air.
Okay, yeah. You holding?
I got a guy.
I got a guy. Well, I know a guy who knows a guy who can make a call. All right, so that's happening. Feel free to jump in at any time.
This Friday or it already happened?
It happened on Friday.
Last Friday.
Any incidents?
Not that I know of. I'm sure we would have heard about it.
100% attendance?
Yeah. I want to see this shit, Mom.
How come I never get off of school for cool things like that?
Yeah, right?
I know,
it's
right?
It's just like snow or teacher strikes or any of that bullshit. But
yeah.
We never got off school for, like, we always had to take off for, like, Rosh Hashanah. They never gave us off.
The teacher strike was great.
You had a lot of cool holidays off, dude.
Yeah, like, why did Jews get so many holidays?
Yeah, anybody notice that Jews are getting more and more holidays off and we're getting less and less?
We?
It's like, I'm a Jew, so we can't work on Friday. Okay, no problem. Or the week after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's religious.
Okay. Like, I literally have to work, like, Veterans Day and everything. Columbus Day. Like, mm-hmm. These are all days that we used to have off.
Yeah.
But we're off every Jewish holiday.
Yeah, but at least
none of us are Jewish.
At least you can spend your weekends with your power on.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Now, is your family good Jews?
No.
No?
We're all the same, pretty much.
All the same?
Yep.
So you're representing just in case?
Yep.
Yeah.
How far into the tree you got to go to find a good Jew?
His grandparents bought him a 55-inch screen TV. That sounds pretty good to me.
Something like that.
Ooh.
Something like that. My parents helped out, but yeah.
They all help each other. They stick together.
Spending a few shekels, huh?
Now, do you have family back in like Israel and stuff?
No,
the motherland.
Mm. I'll be honest. I don't even know how far, like, where we came from.
I don't even know if I'm Jewish.
No.
I don't know where I came from.
This thing in a parking lot. No.
We know we're Jewish, but like back in fourth grade, we had to like trace our family tree or something like that.
Yeah.
As far as I got was Ukraine. But that was like, we didn't know for sure. So,
Family tree is just like a telephone pole.
Pretty much.
Right up.
My uncle researched our family tree, and it goes all the way back to the Mayflower.
Wow.
Uncle Tom on the boat.
Wow.
True story.
True story.
And me and Kev might be related.
We could be related.
Really?
Yeah.
My grandmother's maiden name, her side, was the same last name as Kevin's.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. So there is a possibility.
My fiance
is. I don't have an insanely common last name.
Yes.
My fiance's grandmother's last name is the exact same name as mine. Yeah.
My cousin's now dating a chick with the same last name as me, and that kind of made me uncomfortable.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if I could do that. I'd feel weird.
Yeah. I'm sure people date, like, what's like an androgynous name? Like, I don't know.
Huh?
Like could be male or female.
Like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah, if they Bobby. Dated. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Sean. Yeah.
Bobby Peterson and Bobby Peterson, if they got together, you know?
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Bobby Peterson. It must be confusing.
I had sex with a girl one time who had the same last name as me.
Really?
Yeah. Is that weird?
I don't know.
No, what made it weird is afterwards.
You have a common last name.
Yeah, I do. But afterwards, she goes, it'd be weird if we were like cousins or something.
I'm like, no. You're like, we're not?
Why are you saying this? Please stop. Please.
That's the only reason I finished is because I thought we were.
I was just thinking about looking at you across the family reunion.
Now, are you related to the lawyers from the OJ case?
No.
Oh. I thought all Jews were.
Who you is are not feeding for nothing. His last name is Shapiro.
It's actually a fairly common Jewish name. It's like not a precious metal ending with the suffix Stein on the end of it.
Metal Stein.
Copper Stein?
Ooh. I don't know if that's a precious metal.
It has to be precious. It has to be worth money.
Hey, copper.
Diamond Stein.
You get a good amount of money for copper.
Copperstein.
This is awful.
Copperberg.
Sippersteins.
Oh, stupid Brian Shapiro.
Stupid.
So this school in Orange County, or Anaheim rather, had a seniors and senoritas day for the kids, where everybody got to dress as Mexican people and go to school.
Like piñatas?
As in they don't do that every day?
I'm just going to read this. Canyon Hill School will eliminate seniors and senoritas day. Actually, I think it's señores and señoritas. An event where students were encouraged to don Latino-themed attire. After several students this spring arrived to campus dressed as gang members, gardeners, Border Patrol agents, and pregnant teens.
Nice. So you had Border Patrol agents chasing MS-13 around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Señoras and señoritas.
That's fucking like horrendous.
Straw hat, jeans, and work boots.
I'm just glad the kids are clever enough to come up with that.
Yeah, like, I could do this. Just put a balloon under the shirt. There, I'm Mexican. A
little backwards bandana.
Yeah.
The top button of a Dickie shirt. That's it. And fucking all-stars.
Yeah.
Rolled up khaki pants.
Cut his mic.
How come my school never did fun things like dress like...
Because our school was the shits.
Like dress like filthy inferiors day.
Filthy inferiors.
I don't mean that. Mexicans are great, hardworking people.
Just remember, Friday is dress like a cholo day.
The morning announcements.
Buenos dias.
It's Friday. I hope you wore your ponchos.
Today is racial intolerance day. Wow. Crud.
Wow.
What did they think was going to happen?
Sombreros.
I'm assuming they figured that since there's probably a good Mexican population there, that people just respect the idea and,
dress normal.
Dress. Yeah.
Well, about as normal as they can.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's a girl here on the Facebook comments underneath. Joey. J-O-I-E. Joey? I don't know. Joey Rodriguez Smith.
Hoy.
Yeah. But while I was quoted correctly, I guess she has a quote in the article, the reporter failed to mention that I am a Mexican woman who is proud of my heritage, and I was not offended by the senior activity, I should say. Yeah. And anyway, nor were my children.
Do you think they have, like, baby carriage, like, bike racks? At the school, double wide stroller racks. And they have like a built in daycare at the high school.
My high school had one of those.
I think I read
built in daycare.
I think she might have just been a mother, but that came out really funny.
Yeah.
double wide stroller rack.
Yeah, I think she's a mom. Okay, same. They are teenagers having fun celebrating. Okay. I thought she was a student.
Yeah. You fucking racist pig.
I don't know. She looks young in the picture. Oh, that's probably her daughter.
But I wasn't offended.
Damn.
The lunchroom serves nothing but rice and beans.
We was just doing
and then churros for dessert.
Every day. With a pound and a half of bacon.
Oh, goodness.
Did I tell you, Derek, that I had a Baconator a couple weeks ago?
You did?
Yeah. Wow. Me, of all people.
How much did you puke?
I didn't.
Wow.
Did I actually had a, the not the smaller one. I had the regular sized Baconator.
Oh, yeah, the full-fledged.
Because they, yeah, they have the Baconator and the son of the Baconator.
Yeah.
Full-fledged Baconator with the large fry.
Damn.
I had a large Sprite, and then I topped it off with a Frosty.
Holy shit.
Went all out, brother.
Is it 1997? What's going on?
Fucking felt good.
Yeah?
My ass didn't like it, though.
No.
Hey, Ginger Heap, you eat bacon?
I don't personally like it.
Are you allowed to? You're not allowed to.
No, we can eat it.
It's pork, bro.
I eat baby back ribs all the time.
Ooh.
So they're just sitting in
I'm starving.
Yeah.
I want a Baconator.
Jamie, can you get us some baby back ribs?
And some Baconators?
Go over to Chili's. Get us some Baconators, some baby back ribs.
Yeah, move that tush out of here and go get some.
Yeah.
Get
some and a bagel.
And some more Swedish fish.
Some ribs. And a bagel.
And some lox for this guy.
Yeah, bagel with lox.
That stuff is actually gross. I don't like it.
Dude, you shit on everything Jewish. I'm starting to believe you hate Jews.
Yeah. Are you a fucking anti-Semite?
No.
No.
Well, next Sunday is the Aristocrats Seniors and Senoritas Day.
Nice.
So everyone needs to dress.
Nice.
Horribly offensive.
Good. I'll be the only one show up dressed.
Yeah. Once again. I'll be Johnny Cash. You're Roy Orbison.
Not Roy Orbison.
I caught a couple holes
off
in my jeans.
Was that off air?
That was off air.
That was off air?
That was okay. Off air. Wasn't it? Roy Orbison didn't even want to be Roy Orbison.
Why he died. Oh my God. Is his son still dating that fucking Kat Von?
He has a son?
Yeah, he has a son. He was in a band. And he was dating Kat Von D for a while.
I have no idea.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea if they're still dating.
Probably not.
Kat Von D's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
So.
She is.
I'd pound her in the shitter.
What?
Yeah. I definitely would.
I'd put my penis in her asshole.
That's not all. I'd try to go elbow deep in that butthole.
Nice.
I'd empty a hot bladder pee in her butt.
Hot bladder.
Piping hot pee right in her butt.
I'd shit on her tits.
I'd splatter crap all over her belly.
I'd fart on her nose.
I'd turtle out a shit and pinch it between my butt cheeks and rub it back and forth on her forehead.
Grind her face into my shitty butt.
While she screams racial epithets at my balls.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'd take her out for a lovely dinner.
Yeah?
And then shit on her.
Oh, you went there.
Oh.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's all right.
I would try to like take my shit while it's coming out of my butt and poop right into her butthole. So we're connected at the buttholes.
Just see how long you can keep it.
And then we grind them back and forth. And fuck each other's butt with shit.
Just a double-sided shit dildo.
Yeah.
Fuck each other's butt with shit.
And just booty slap. Just booty slap. And the first one that breaks the shit is deep shit.
You crack this turd, you eat it.
And then we're going to try to pee on each other while we're doing it. She can reach between her legs and jack me off.
Oh. Where's Milton Bradley when you need him?
Huh? Make a board game out of that?
Make a board game.
Oh, shit.
Holy crap.
I would like to hold her in the wheelbarrow position while she diarrhea sharts all over my belly.
I want her to do a handstand and I pull her legs apart and just let her pee all over my face like a water fountain. Just lick it up. Come on, Shaps. What do you want to do to her?
And then put a sign over it that says whites only.
What do you want to do to her, Shaps? Come on, come up with something good.
I'd want to get her in the 69 position while we throw up on each other's genitals.
Yeah.
Just hot mushy vomit all over my dick and her pussy.
Hot mushy box puke.
Just genitals soaked in bile.
Oh, God. I hope you're laying down some...
just fucking bile lube.
Fucking tarps or something.
And then have sex with her.
Oh, my God. That's just the foreplay.
Kiss her goodnight.
We didn't even get started. Don't even have an erection.
And that's before I even introduce myself.
By the way, I'm Kevin.
Oh, man. My belt's digging into my gut.
You pig.
I'm sweating. What's funny?
Is Clutch saying anything about what we're saying in this chat room?
I forgot to look. I'm not used to it.
We got to stop the dirty talk, Steve. I think your chick's getting excited.
Yeah.
She wants me to double-headed dildo shit dildo her. Double-headed shit dildo her.
Comment?
No.
Saving that for later.
Wow.
So he wants to dock with her asshole. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Shit docking.
Fair enough.
Shit docking. Holy crap. I guess
would shit docking be if, like, if she's got a turd coming out and I got a turd coming out and we just mush them together in the middle?
Yeah. Like a little shit solder job. And then try to go about your daily life on your hands and knees and try not to separate the poo. Yeah.
The old human clay.
I don't know why anybody wouldn't like our show.
I thought it was funny, and then you talked about baby rape.
Did you talk about that on the show?
I think I brought it up.
Okay. I can never remember what happens on or off.
Because this sick, twisted shit goes through our head nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not me. I save it for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah. I forgot what I was even looking for.
So where's Matt?
I think he's
got Princess Leia chained up somewhere.
No, I think he's bringing his sister to college.
Or is he at a tournament?
So wait, there's a college tournament involving his sister.
Yes. He said, listen, sis, I can only bring you to college if I can run a tournament the same weekend at the college.
Yeah. That'll work.
You all right?
Yep. Just
need a lozenge? Do you require the assistance of a lozenge?
Nah.
Mm. Right.
You want to go to break?
Yeah, I'm just trying to cue it up.
After these messages. We'll come back strong in the second hour.
We wish.
No, this is the best stuff. Let's just go home.
Let's just keep looping the commercials.
Thanks for coming, Brian.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
Brian, the sun is almost down.
Steve? Yeah, you got to go home.
Steve, Jamie, thanks for having me over.
Anytime.
Derek,
thank you.
It's been fun.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for being here.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Aristocratsradio.com.
See you later.
Derek's starting to get nervous. Like,
starting to get excited. Maybe he can go eat something.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
We're back.
Yo.
It's the Versacrats with B. Shaps in studio.
That's me.
And Jamie.
Our one and only fan.
Hello.
And Jamie, the proprietor of the studio.
She brings candy.
Yeah, she does. I know. I'm eyeing those Reese's Pieces. I saw them. No, thank you.
Don't need his. Don't need his shit to be orange as well as red.
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I'm going to be there for hours, so I can't.
I wish you luck.
Thank you.
That sucks to be you.
Yeah. Well, it sucks because if I get up to use the bathroom, I got to carry the fucking thing around with me. Yeah, no.
That's like the most embarrassing thing. I remember.
It's not embarrassing. I'm in a hospital. It's not like, you know, it's like weird, but.
I remember feeling weird doing that after I had my appendix removed.
Ooh. I just want to get my colon removed. I really do. They do that. They put a hole in your gut and they give you a little pouch.
Colostomy bag?
Kind of. They call it a J pouch and just all your shit just goes into that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It seems so much more convenient.
And all you got to do is like twice a day, like detach it and squeeze it into a toilet and flush.
Ew.
And put it right back in.
I had tubes like that with bile.
Yeah.
This is great. And why did you have that?
Because I had pancreatitis.
Okay. So they attached a little sac to you?
Yeah, I had them for like 3 months. Two of them.
Now, what would have happened if you didn't have that?
My pancreas would like explode.
Were you making too much bile? Like, well,
there was a gallstone stuck in the bile duct.
Okay.
Oof.
Your pipes were backed up. Goodbye, Jamie.
You know, something funny too is she was getting in a car one time, and I closed the door and it got hooked on the door and like pulled her.
Oh,
and then I made her go on King the Ka with it. Yeah.
What a dick.
We went to Great Adventure and she had bile duct bags. You're shaking your head. No, but you did. We went on King the Ka.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine being the person, like, if that thing goes flying off and
the person behind you?
She was just, like, still attached and she's hanging on to it.
She was weeks removed from rehab, from near-death experience. And I made her go to Grand Adventure.
Let's go to Grand Adventure.
Yeah.
The worst was sex. I'd have the bile next to me on the bed.
Who'd you have sex with? Steve squeezing it like a third tit.
Yeah.
Draws a little nipple on it.
Yeah. It's like a big bag of silicone.
It's all bile, so you can just put it on her chest and pretend she's a black chick.
Kat Von D.
The fuck?
Dude, listen, the next time you use my bathroom and you pee on a seat,
oh shit,
fucking wipe it. Your Hebrew acidic piss burned a hole through my fucking lid.
Hebe acid pee.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So there is a motorcycle in Japan that is, quote, kicking up a stink. It is powered by
methane.
Poo.
Yummy.
Now I got excited thinking maybe I could just drive around a motorcycle while I'm pooping. But apparently it's not people poo. It is
cow manure.
I believe animal poo.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
I can understand like not getting good gas mileage with your bloody shit.
It runs on biofuel from the discharge of livestock or wastewater.
Wastewater.
So essentially poo.
Oh, it's human poo. It probably goes to the plant, the treatment plant, and then it's all liquefied bung water.
It says the motorcycle does not actually run on the rider's waist.
The exhaust fumes are probably awful.
So you can't hook a tube up to your buttocks?
No.
No.
Can't just shit your way to work.
You just lost all my excitement.
Just plug a hose up your ass.
Derek would go like 110.
Yeah.
It's like a Jetsons shit bike.
Starts like breaking down. Like, oh no. And away I go.
My Jetson sound effect was pretty badass.
It was. Do it again.
I can't do it again.
It's the fade more than anything.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I was going to try, but I'm not.
No, do it. Do it. Come on. Come on. Come on, do it.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't do the cricket?
Nope.
Can you do cricket?
No.
Can you do cricket?
Nope.
You guys are gay.
I'm not good with sound effects. Oh, my God. I swore, like, I thought it was right there.
Me,
I thought
George the car Jetson. Was right there.
Jane, get me off this crazy thing.
Called love.
Called love.
Boy, head down.
Head, pants, now.
I hated the colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're going to buy my chicken. Oh.
Yeah, anyway. Isn't that from Austin Powers?
No.
Oh.
So I married an ex-murderer. Like,
it's a crazy dad. From
same guy.
It did sound like Fat Bastard.
Well, same did. Guy, same yeah. voice.
Same guy. Same fucking guy.
Just mm-hmm. fucking recycling everything.
I know you're too young to know the movie, but it had...
Yeah, just think, like, Sorry Matter and Axe Murder to him is like fucking Porky's to us.
Yeah.
Weird.
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 Right?
Young people.
Yeah.
They're missing out.
And if you notice, he's not sitting here, you know, saying that he's young like somebody else we knew.
I wasn't even born yet.
Wait, when did this happen?
Oh, I wasn't even born yet.
Nothing existed before the year 1988. No, it didn't.
So this was a fun little thing I was going to put on the TV. But
Derek didn't bring his monitor.
Ooh.
I didn't think I would come in and it would look like he got robbed.
Damn.
Damn. So I'll just play the audio. It is a Skittles commercial wherein there's a woman eating Skittles and her boyfriend is a walrus. And she's making out with him.
What are you doing?
Oh, hey, this isn't what it looks like.
Good, because it looks like you're making out with my boyfriend.
This isn't Bobby. He just looks like Bobby. He said he's like these new Skittles riddles. The colors on the outside don't match the flavors on the inside. Like this one, it's green, but really it's fruit punch.
Oh.
You can't have it. You can't have it.
It's a giant walrus.
Deceive the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
That commercial sucked because there was no TV.
Yeah, it did. But that's not the story.
I could see it.
The story is... Yeah, you saw it. That's a big fucking
well, aren't
Morris,
you fan
right?
death?
Nice da, one. Da, 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 da.
Good, I can't talk, job. Apparently.
The women's group, 1 million moms...
Ugh.
This bullshit again.
...got pissed off.
This is so fucking gay.
These are the same people who were boycotting JCPenney because they hired Ellen DeGeneres as a spokesperson. And they sent out the following press release about the bestiality-themed Skittles ad. The fuck? We're not sure of Skittles' thought process behind their new ad, but if they are attempting to offend customers, they have succeeded. Skittles' new walrus commercial includes a teen girl... She's like 30, by the way. Making out with a walrus. The two are on a couch. It says coach. It's supposed to be couch. In an apartment, kissing on the mouth when her shocked roommate walks in on them. Parents find this type of advertising inappropriate and unnecessary. The Skittles have our children's best interests in mind. Skittles candies are for all ages, but their target market is children. Skittles marketing team may have thought this was humorous, but now it is only disgusting.
Are these the same parents that get offended when they take their family to SeaWorld and they have the little animal, little sea lion give a little kiss?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
That's fucking BC. Ooh, and how about all the people with dogs and the dog licks them and they go, oh, kisses, kiss. Yeah, fuck them.
Well, the last two lines in this are, it is taking lightly the act of bestiality. Let Skittles know that their new ad is irresponsible.
Can we seriously eliminate any and all groups?
Ever?
Yeah, this is fucking getting ridiculous.
I think that we should take those 1 million moms and let the walruses fuck them.
Maybe, yeah.
See, like, I would be more offended if it was Shapiro on the couch making out with the girl, because he's way uglier than the fucking walrus.
Yeah, and then it'd be like, that'd be gay, too, because it'd be like a guy walrus and a guy Shapiro. And
this is like a lot more realistic that this girl's making out with a walrus instead of him.
Yeah, very true.
That's true, yeah.
But these groups are getting fucking ridiculous. These liberal-ass fucking groups.
And you know what they say? Like, one complaint equals, like, what, 1,000 or something like that? Like, if you get one phone call, that's, like, 1,000 people that are angry about it.
I think it's the other way around.
Is it the other way around?
Maybe.
What?
I think it's for every one person who gets upset, there's 1,000 people who don't give a shit.
Definitely right here.
I think these are 1 million moms who have nothing better to do than to watch TV.
Exactly.
But the whole concept is so fucking obscure that how do you, I'm sure anybody who actually is into bestiality isn't sharing Skittles
with their partner.
Yeah.
Even if the commercial had the walrus full on humping that broad, I wouldn't care.
Well,
this is coming from the man who wishes he could fuck a deer.
Yeah.
Yours are hot. You
didn't, but Steve, in the defense, you didn't actually see it. Like, I could see it. He was humping her.
Oh.
Like, that's...
But and she was deep-throating his tusks.
Yeah. And we don't have the TV for you to see it, but yeah, that is what was happening.
Like, he was penetrating?
Like, you heard when the girl walks in and goes, what are you doing with my boyfriend? Like... There was one tusk in her ass, one in her puss.
I actually, in the very beginning, it did sound like a little hot.
Yeah, it was.
Just to clarify, that was a joke. And they were making out, for those who did not see the commercial. What?
What the? So much effort.
What was that?
That was cute.
Steve just went into like a full, like, paint me like one of your French ladies pose, just so he can do that.
Well, you all heard that?
Yeah.
It was adorable.
Hey, so, on the subject of commercials, what about that Ragu commercial?
Yeah, what was the deal with that?
I saw it on TV, like in daytime TV, and I thought it was funny.
Wait, what Ragu commercial?
It's not all very visual, so maybe it'll translate well.
Yeah.
You want to give it a shot?
A lot of these things are going to go over my head because I don't watch television.
Yeah. So. Anyway, Ragu's current little commercial campaign is feed it to the kids because they've had a long day. And one of the commercials is a kid, and he's at the dinner table, and half his head shaved, and he's got shit drawn all over his face. And he's just like, oh, the nigga's last time I sleep over his house. And then it's like, give him Ragu. And then there's
give him
another
Ragu.
One.
Does he have a dick drawn on his head?
Hey, Mom!
It's a little fat kid coming home. Little Brian Chaps.
Parents in bed. But it's just 8 o'clock. That's why they taught you you should always knock. He needs Ragu, 'cause growing up's tough. Give him Ragu, he's been through enough.
He's been through enough. That's the best part.
Did they hire Trace Adkins to write this song?
I am going to be completely honest. I did not catch that the first time.
Yeah.
Because I watched it really quick on my phone. I'm like, I don't get what the whole deal is. So the kid walked in on his
parents fucking. Yeah.
And he walked away with this horrified look on his face in slow motion. And so the kid's been through enough, so give him some Ragu. Yeah. It's fucking
now
great.
That was funny. Yeah.
I didn't get it.
I heard
I
a little splat, too.
Oh, no, that was them breaking the pasta, uncooked pasta.
And now I saw this, and I'm like, I'm half laughing, but half going, was this real? Like, did this just happen on TV?
And where's the Million and One Moms complaining about that one?
Oh, it had nothing to do
with
anyone.
I'll tell you where they're not
an animal,
getting
so.
Fucked.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because then they wouldn't have time to make fucking stupid
they're
fucking
see, pants up to the bottom of their boobs and sensible haircuts.
See, what bothers me about
shitty
these
moms.
1 million moms is
moms
like,
suck.
Are these like the feminists, like moms. Feminist liberals or something like that, that fought for like women's equality and then they sit in their home on their ass and do nothing but watch TV and criticize these commercials?
Sounds like it.
That about sums it up.
Next. That's
about it, yeah.
You just described every special interest group.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah. Why does no one complain about them?
Let's all support the Skittles walrus.
Yeah,
go out and buy
Skittles,
a pack of
Skittles. Suck anyway.
Buy some shitty Skittles
fuck
that are the wrong colors.
Shapiro,
man, Shapiro, you are like the anti-us in every way.
I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. Not a big fan of Skittles.
Once in a while, I'm a fan. I'm not a huge fan either, but
takes too long to chew.
I prefer M&M's.
Yeah.
M&M's make me shit like instantly. Like while I'm chewing them, I'm like, I got shit.
It's the perfect on the bowl snack.
So it's your
exactly.
Razor.
Yeah. I got a little bowl next to me. Next to my John Skittles.
Like a little glass bowl of assorted M&M's.
Yeah, it's
in
like
the bathroom.
At grandma's house, you got the little crystal bowl.
You can only eat the red ones, otherwise his shit will turn color.
Honey, I'm constipated. You want the peanut or the pretzel M&M's? I wonder if it's a candy shell that gives you
the
shits.
Is there more peanut butter? See, the peanut butter M&M's
are delicious.
Yes, they are. I actually like the pretzel ones, too.
Well, that's a lot of protein, so that'll bind you up a little bit. Like Reese's Pieces, I can eat.
Reese's Pieces are delicious, too.
Love Reese's Pieces. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you prefer the peanut butter cups or the pieces?
Peanut butter cups.
Pieces.
You prefer pieces over cups?
Absolutely.
I've become a big fan of the pieces.
I'd rather prefer the cups, although
I like a change of pace from time to time, and I'll throw down a cup.
Yeah?
But I've come to like the mini cups more than the regular.
Oh, the mini cups seem to have more peanut butter in them.
Yeah. Well, I also think it's a better balance with them. Like you get more chocolate and peanut butter in a bite. You know, as opposed to eating the cup where you get a little more peanut butter at this bite, a
place in this place.
Yeah, like your first bite, it's like, a lot of chocolate. Second bite, it's like, fucking peanut butter. Yeah.
You know what sucks about the cups is when you unwrap them and, like, all the stuff comes off on the wrapper.
Yeah.
I eat the peanut butter first.
No, you open it up and then, like, it'll get stuck to the little wax paper thing that's...
And then you gotta lick it like that McDonald's guy.
Yeah.
Getting the cheese off.
That was off air. I talked about a guy. That was off air, right?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Because we talk with our headphones on for a half hour before the show. We would go to McDonald's and he would take the wrapper that the cheeseburger was in and like rub it against his like bottom teeth so he could scrape all the cheese off.
To get
his money's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did this at the Middletown McDonald's while I was with him. I'm like, what are you doing, you animal? Get my money's worth. Jesus Christ.
Speaking of McDonald's, I had a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle the other morning. Oh, my God.
How'd that come out?
Oh, my God.
Heaven?
Oh, my God. It's great.
Heaven, Kevin?
You're biting through it, and you get to the little pocket of syrup inside the griddle cake.
Oh.
Oh.
Sounds delicious.
It's getting hit with that sweetness of the syrup. Oh, I love a McGriddle.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Ooh.
Jinx, you want me Coke?
Jinx, you want me a beer?
No. Speaking of beer, guys, McDonald's now serves breakfast at midnight. I say we hold out and we all go and get some McGriddles. I'm buying. Who's in?
Okay, I'm staying up then.
I'm flying, you're buying?
All right.
And then he's shitting later.
Exactly.
But I always buy two, and I can never eat two because one just sits in you like a brick.
So you have to eat two?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, once you eat the one, you're like, oh. Well, there goes my day.
It's really that filling?
Yeah.
Wow. I work with a guy that had a heart attack a few years ago, and he got all the stents and balloons and whatnot put in his in his heart piece.
It's like a children's party in there.
And his food of choice was McDonald's, like Egg McMuffins and shit, every morning. So the doctor told him, you can't have these anymore. You're done with eating these. So now he eats the Dunkin' Donuts versions. And he's... To him, he's following
and he's
going
to come back to the doctor and be like, why?
Yeah. And it's fucking the same idiot. Guy owns a treadmill.
Oh, you.
Owns a treadmill?
He owns a treadmill. And the doctor's like, hey, do you use the treadmill? And he's like, yeah, I hang my clothes on it to dry. Such a you, Derek.
I scare the shit out of the dog with it.
Speaking of beer, by the way, Oktoberfest is back.
Is it just me or is Halloween coming pretty quick? We already have the Halloween superstore in our
town.
Dude,
3 weeks ago, I went to a store... And it was loaded with Halloween decorations
already.
What
the fuck is going on?
I don't care. Halloween's awesome.
Halloween's awesome, but you got to remember, by like October 15th, there's going to be Christmas shit already.
Yeah. It seems to be happening earlier and earlier. Yep. Like, school just let out, and they're already putting up the back-to-school stuff over at Target and clearancing out the seasonal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Pretty soon it's going to do a whole revolution.
And to add another thing, you're going to be another year older soon.
Oh, man. Why'd you have to remind me?
Yeah, it's coming up, brother.
Why, how old are you, Derek?
31.
Oh.
But 31 years. Why'd you look at me? Oh. I was going to take you home, but.
Oh, really?
What'd you think he was?
Well, no, I knew how old he was. Oh. I just wanted to make him uncomfortable with
what's he look like? How old does he look?
How old does he look, or how long was he sentenced for? face.
Oh shit! Yeah, but Oktoberfest is so amazing. I wish they could just give me an IV of Oktoberfest,
and I wish they could give me an IV of McGriddle. But then you can't taste it.
No,
like
can't have syrup and
can
beer.
Can you IV your tongue?
That would be amazing, like right into a taste bud.
Well, you know, when I get my injection, I'm sure Jamie had the same experience. When you get like an IV in your arm, you can actually kind of smell and taste the plastic as the medicine's going through. Yeah, it's weird.
That was just made me feel salty.
You can hear it come through you? But I never got that far.
Yeah, well, her arm is a lot closer to her ear than yours is.
I'll put it up to my ear next time. See if I can hear it coming in.
Did you ever like... maybe move too fast and your heartbeat goes pretty crazy for a second, you know, until you calm it down a little bit.
Yeah, I just stood up before that happened.
Seriously, I'm being honest. Sometimes, you know, my heart will race a little bit on its own. And if I'm laying on a certain angle, I can hear my heart beating.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a squeaky, rusty fucking door hinge. It's like, quick, quick, quick. I'm like, what the fuck?
Might want to get that checked out.
Nah, fuck it.
Oil.
I'm done getting checked out.
Fuck it. I know I'm dead. Whatever. So,
anybody heard any good jokes lately?
Yeah, check this one out.
Oh,
no.
Oh!
There's no denying that one.
Let's play this.
God, that stinks, by the way. That was right in my like.
A Santa Fe man says he's not just fighting for his license plate back, but for freedom of speech rights for all of us. His vanity plate was initially approved, but years later the Motor Vehicle Department revoked it, calling it obscene. Action 7 News reporter Lana Greenfogel first brought you this story and has tonight's continuing coverage.
Anybody want to guess what the vanity plate was?
No Obama.
I want to say it was cunt stabber.
I'm gonna,
but stabber was STBR.
Ah, I'm going to go with something racial.
Okay. Chaps?
Something homophobic.
Like maybe IH8 blacks.
IH8NIGS.
Anytime I would bring my car in for service at the place where former aristocrat Pat used to work, he always used to make my license plate something gay. Like SXWMEN.
Sex with men.
Sex with men. Something like that.
Am I the only one that got that?
No, we all got it. It
There's
gay.
A problem.
Well, let's find out what it is.
The fate of a license plate and all the surrounding debate really come down to the definition of one word. Obscene.
If something is obscene or profanity, that is, it's we have no place for it in New Mexico.
Here's the plate in question. IB6, UB9. The driver says it's not a sexual reference, just
an
inside joke with a friend from a roulette table at a casino. But after allowing the license plate on the road for years, the driver recently got a letter saying it's revoked because it's obscene.
Mr. Anaya feels bullied by the MVD.
But the driver's lawyer filed an appeal with the MVD, saying according to the law, the license plate is not obscene.
It has to be intolerable.
He says for something to be intolerable, it has to be along the lines of the crudest curse word or most offensive slur. And if the numbers 6 and 9 are obscene, how can they ever be allowed in public together on things like prices, phone numbers, and parking meters?
Oh, that's a good point. Allow the government that's a filthy to start chipping parking. Away
at our constitutional 9. Rights.
That's a good point, though.
Can have more serious implications in the future.
The state says it's gotten many complaints about this license plate, but we haven't been able to see any because we're told none of them were recorded or written. Officials say people have just called in to complain about it. Mm-hmm. Reporting in Santa Fe, Alana Greenfogel, KOAT, Action 7 News.
So we changed it to EATNBOX.
Eaton box. And they allowed that one?
There's going to be some liberal ass group that's going to get the number 6 and 9 eliminated from math.
Yeah. It's going to be 1 million moms.
He changed his license plate to SCKNFCK.
Sucking fuck?
Sucking fuck.
He's going to change it to BLOWME.
There you go.
It's going to be SPTRSWLO. Right?
Spit or swallow.
Yeah, something like that.
This is so juvenile.
You should get 2R dudes.
There's there's actually a website, rateplates.com, RAPLATZ.com, where you can rate people's plates. There's one here with a girl sitting on the car. It says, I am DTF.
Down to nice. Finger.
Some of these.
Oh, that one looks fitting. BBYRAPR.
Baby Ooh. Raper.
Baby raper.
This was a good show until that.
I'm turning it off.
That's it.
I think it's funny, but then they always talk about raping babies.
ADHD.
Okay.
Save sex. I don't get that.
Okay.
Yeah, these aren't funny at all.
The shits.
Emo. M-O-E.
Can we get one that says, Dear Fucker for Steve?
Go Cox.
I'm assuming that, Gamecocks.
Yeah, that could be the Gamecocks.
I-95 sucks with a Z.
Okay.
It does, though.
LOL road. On a Jeep. You mad, bruh?
Okay. That's, yeah. I'm good with that one.
Stiff one. Jag A55. Jag ass. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
These are fucking stupid.
Whatever.
Mm. Well, they can't be obscene, so how funny could it
what
be?
What was the license plate on the Shaguar from the first Austin Powers movie?
I think it
probably
was
Shaggin.
I think
or
it
something.
Was IB6 UB9.
Hmm. No, that was in New Mexico.
Oh, right. Where did I hear that, though?
Somebody has one that says chocolate, but it's actually spelled C-H-O-C-L-I-T. So it's like Cho-clit.
Oh, that's,
is that
that's
your clit?
That's obscene. That's obscene. Who do I call about that?
That's your clit.
That's not good.
Nah, I'm done with the license
Snooki
plates.
Snooki have a baby.
Who cares?
Snooki had an abortion that lived.
I can't believe none of you guys would suck down them tits.
I didn't say I wouldn't.
Oh, okay, good.
I just wouldn't like it.
Fine, I guess I'll do it.
Her tits are amazing. I don't
She's
care what her face is.
I don't even know.
Would you suck on her bile sack?
Would you draw a nipple on that bile sack and suck it?
And suck it.
And suck it. Hmm. So there was a shooting at the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah.
Heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. One person was shot by a guy, and then 9 other people were shot by police officers.
That's horrible.
Yeah, this guy came in to kill his former coworker. And the officers who showed up unloaded 16 rounds in the shadow of the Empire State Building at a disgruntled former apparel designer, killing him after he engaged in a gun battle with the police. 3 passersby sustained direct gunshot wounds. Oops. While the remaining 6 were hit by fragments, according to New York police.
Ugh.
All injuries were caused by police.
How many did anybody die from the cops?
Wasn't the original, like, guy who shot someone?
The guy who shot him, they killed him.
I know the police officer killed the shooter, but
nobody else got killed, though, right?
I don't think so.
Well, they also killed the guy he intended to kill, but they acted like he did it.
So it's 3 shootings this summer.
In New York.
Yep.
It's the heat.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, it's
New
the
York,
humidity.
Were they?
It's the heat, bro.
Making everybody crazy.
When the heat comes out, heaters come out, bro.
And then speaking of crazy shit happening, going back to the zombie shit, there was a lady in Camden.
Lady.
Who cut off her 2-year-old's head.
And then and then she stabbed herself to
in
death.
In the neck.
How do you stab yourself to death?
She put her kid's head in the freezer.
Yeah, and then chopped it off.
And I'm assuming she was a woman of color because everybody that
oh, she was.
I bet
they
Steve
interviewed.
Would fuck the neck hole.
What?
Dude, cut his mic. That was the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
What's wrong with you?
You pedophile, interracial pig.
Oh, I'm not talking about the boy. I'm talking about the freaking woman who stabbed herself in the neck.
Oh, yeah. That okay, yeah.
No.
Actually,
I've seen pictures of her.
Oh, you
did? Oh, yeah. She was black.
All right. Is she like Halle Berry black?
No.
Or is she Pine-Sol Lady black?
She is like... she's Pine-Sol.
Or is she a fucking Imodium Lady black? You're constipated!
She was like Milky Way dark chocolate.
Milky Way dark. She's like comic book black.
She was blacker than black. But she had like a history of some mental
she's like
illnesses.
Almost purple.
She had just gotten her son back like 5 months ago. Because she had like mental illnesses that took her kid away.
Did they have genetic attraction?
Who does the cricket sound? Could somebody?
Wow.
So
that's her.
Huh.
Damn. Wait. So Monique cut her kid's head off and killed herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monique. Mm,
Shablika.
Yeah. I want to listen to this commercial. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Does this have anything to do with the story?
Well, we just talked about something. Is this it?
You know, it's not something we talk about.
Then don't talk about it.
But when Raymond gets...
Gets what?
You know.
constipated.
What?
I get him Philips Milk of Magnesia.
Put that away.
Philips works overnight and immediately starts soothing the stomach acid Ray sometimes gets when he's feeling...
Oh, Maureen.
Well, it's true, honey.
Immediately starts soothing your upset stomach and then relieves constipation overnight.
It can happen to anybody.
But you don't even know these people.
Can't happen to... It can't happen
like
to Derek.
Every black woman in a commercial is just jive.
Jive.
Have either of you been like severely constipated before?
Yes.
No. Never.
Like severely?
Never.
I was severely constipated once.
Yeah.
I ate an entire...
Can I get a butter knife up there, loosen up like a ketchup bottle?
No, I panicked and was doing the crane with my finger. Picking it out.
Just trying to get it.
I ate an entire bag of Hershey Kisses and it did me dirty.
I remember the Hershey Kiss story.
Yeah. My stepmom put like a trap piece of paper because like the Hershey Kisses were like going. So she put like a piece of paper in the door so she'd know when someone opened it to take more to like, I guess the time of who did it.
So you're like, well, paper fell. I'm already fucked. Might as well eat them all.
Well, finally, I ate them all. Well, I didn't notice the paper fell. I didn't know until afterwards. And then I blame my stepsister. She got in trouble for it, but I paid the price.
Yeah.
Because I had to get an enema and everything. I was freaking out.
Enema?
Yeah. Like the warm lube water up the ass.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I've just never had it bad, but anytime I've felt like I had to shit and couldn't shit, I'm just like, all right, I'll go later.
Yeah, right?
That's what I used to be like.
I guess I'll just come out later.
Yeah, but there's really no way I can describe the massive size of this.
Well, guess it's not ready yet.
It was like borderline surgery. If I didn't start digging with my finger, I probably would have had to go into surgery. It was that big.
Yeah.
I was constipated like so bad once. I couldn't breathe. It actually, no, honestly.
What, was it coming out your mouth?
No, like it just got.
You're backed up to your lungs?
No, it just hurt.
He to blew his nose and shit. These shit streaks into my tissue.
No, it hurt so bad to
you're
push.
You're full of shit.
I was.
It was. It was plugged up there.
And funny, the only person I would let give me the enema was my grandmother, too. Yeah. Because you have to like lay on the floor a certain angle and then someone has to jag it up your fucking A.
And then everyone's got to clear out so you can get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, I was in the bathroom. I did it. I didn't have like.
I didn't do it in like a kiddie pool.
I should have. But it was literally the size of a horse turd.
Wow.
Like it was just a giant ball of like Hershey Kisses just mushed together. Oh, it was brutal.
It just melted and combined.
But I'll tell you what, I felt great when it popped out.
Well, yeah, you lost like 5 pounds.
Yeah. Like I felt like I could run like the fucking Michael Johnson.
What?
That gold slipper Olympian guy? The gold shoe guy? The fast black guy?
Usain Bolt?
Brian Shapiro?
His fucking shoes are stupid.
What is with them?
We can shut the lights off and still see everything.
I know. I'm going to have to get it. That's going to be the picture for the show, by the way.
Lesson to be learned here is don't eat an entire bag of Hershey Kisses unless you want me to give you an enema. Because I have experience.
Because you have experience.
Dick enema.
Oh.
Where's Matt?
Seriously.
Where's Matt when you need him?
Mm. Maybe he's in the chat room.
L1 up, down, left.
Oh, let me look.
Maybe he's...
No.
Clutch isn't even in there, is he?
Clutch, but is that Jew talking about getting gypped on candy? And then he says, everything comes back to shit. Yep.
Yeah. It really does.
Well, it's either shit or wrestling, so...
Lesser of two evils.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, talking about shit, it hits a more common audience because more people have been involved with shit than with wrestling.
Well, you know, a lot of people like maybe critique us too about shit talk, but everybody wants to talk about shit
because everybody shits. Who doesn't? You know how many friends I've made just by talking about shit?
Me,
Gabber Rich, who did the show a couple times with us. I worked with him for a while. We knew there was something that we could talk about, but we just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Until one day, I was just like.
You both have colitis?
No, I was just like, man, this guy just took a huge shit in the bathroom. And he started cracking up. And then we just talked about shit for like
hours.
There
it is.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden we're like, you know, sitting on the dock together holding hands.
Sitting on the stalls together.
You know, I have a very similar story with a good friend of mine and baby rape.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, we started talking about it, sharing files. This is all kind of a thing.
Sharing files.
Yeah, but now we hold hands and just like you said. So...
Well, Rich H. here says he has IBS. Recording our shits and comparing at work. Yeah. Been there.
Still do.
Pretty much.
Shits are fantastic.
I mean, we take pictures and send to each other from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Steve's the only one that did a full blown fucking video. it was in like Letterbox.
I rule.
Mm-hmm.
Gold.
Could you try to find that, please?
Oh, that is Gabber Rich. Oh shit. Rich H. I'm talking about him.
Oh, hello, Rich.
I had no idea. Hi, Rich.
Does he work with you?
Yeah, no, I just didn't even know. I haven't talked to him in so long. He's in the fucking chat room.
That's awesome.
I was just talking about him.
That's
Oops.
Fun.
Oops.
Now, are you going back in your head going, did I say anything bad about him?
Shit. Rewind. Hang on a second. We'll I got a story for you.
We'll cut it out in post.
Oh. Cauliflower. It smells like cauliflower.
Jamie's just unfazed.
I'm used to it.
It does.
She lives with
it. It smells like cauliflower, right?
It does.
Ugh.
Steamed cauliflower.
Right in my direction, too.
I work with this black guy that farts nonstop, like worse than me. I basically don't even fart compared to this guy. And it's funny, like I'll catch him, like I'll hear the fart, and like we'll be around people because he's no manners whatsoever. And if nobody else hears, he'll be looking at me going like this. He'll be going, shh, shh, shh. And then like, I didn't do that. No, shh. He has like a funny reaction to every fart he does. It's great.
And then he would go.
But he'll fart and then be like, oh, man, I got a doo-doo. I think I got
a doo-doo. So juvenile.
I think I got a doo-doo.
Damn, man, I got a doo-doo.
Black I thought you were funny. Getting ready to do another one.
No.
Yeah. Let me try to squeeze one out.
Oh, no, please no.
No.
Oh. Y'all hear that?
We're recording this. Why? Oh, we're such assholes.
Highbrow.
Oh, my God.
Would it be funny if I try to squeeze another one out?
If you can.
All right, let's try.
You just shit yourself, please.
No, not in my direction.
I'm going to shit.
Squinting so hard.
That's what the show's resorted to.
Holy Christ.
This is what happens when Matt's not here.
Come on, Chad. Your turn. You got to fart now.
Yeah.
I've been trying to come up with something, but I got nothing.
Come on, Brian. Cut a gasser into that microphone.
Yeah.
Show us what a real man is.
Honestly, if I could fart, I would.
Give us one of those Chevitz and matzo farts.
Chevitz and matzo farts.
Chevitz.
So how long have you been dating this girl, Shapiro?
About a month.
Ooh.
So she have big tits.
They're nice.
Have you eaten her gavilka fish?
That stuff is gross, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so is a vagina, but you gotta buck up and put your face in it.
Yep. You gotta get that snail trail all over your face. Buddy.
I'd rather her not listen to this.
She ate a glazed donut. Oh, no, with you, it'd probably be like the Sahara. She's looking down at your dumb red head. She's like, Christ, the hell did I get myself into? Your fucking mezuzah's like fucking tapping her asshole.
Tickling her clitoris.
Tickling her asshole.
Visohatara. Is she Jewish?
No.
Oh.
What?
You fucking interracial pig.
Interracial.
Yeah. Well, you're Jewish.
Jewish is not a race.
Yes, it is. You guys have a common disease.
What?
Dude. Jesus.
What?
Dude.
I don't know what it's called, but it sounds good.
There's a Jewish version of sickle cell anemia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called the trickle down effect. It's all numbers.
Yeah. Come here, baby.
Is this the outro?
Yeah. Put the hole in the sheet.
Today's Sabbath for him, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it is.
She knows he means business when he walks in with the sheet with the holes. Like, it's going to be that kind of night.
I'm cutting holes in the sheets, and it's not Halloween. He's texting her. When I get back from temple, you're mine.
Get the sheet out.
When was the last time you went to temple?
5 years ago.
You are a horrible Jew. Yeah,
that's when he got his tip snipped.
Oh my god.
The picture for the show has to just be a star, David.
I was going to have it be his dumb shoes.
Yeah, it's got to be the shoes.
<right. laughs> That works.
They're like crossing guard yellow.
And you know what? They'd almost match the letters on his shirt if he didn't wear it so much and fade it out.
Yeah. Or stretch it out.
So what member of the queer Olympic team did you beat up to steal those shoes?
Run, run!
Seriously.
I got him in a Foot Locker.
Yeah? Was it a Foot Locker for limp-wristed Moe's?
What?
Limp-wristed Moe's. Oh, my God. My hand is so heavy. Anyway.
No, but a black guy did sell them to me.
Out of the back of the truck.
Yo, I seen you in that Foot Locker.
Did you get a good deal?
The Nike sign's upside down, bro, but it's still Nike.
It's upside down. Isn't that fucking Salem cigarettes? Or Newport's?
Might be.
Yeah, Newport's has an upside down Nike sign.
The swoosh.
Swoosh. Yeah. All right, that's enough for you.
So the guy you bought your shoes from, was he selling Newports as well?
He's like, yo, man, I use these as breath mints.
Yo, I got these fresh Nikes and some Newports.
I got a date tonight. You got any Newports? I've heard them referred to as N-mints.
N-breath mints, yes.
Yeah.
Back when I smoked cigarettes, when I was sick, I only smoked menthol. It actually helped.
It's clear you out.
Yeah, help ease the throat.
Yeah.
True story.
At parties, I used to do this little trick where I'd take a menthol cigarette and put it up my nostril and just inhale it through my nose. Blow it all back out of my mouth.
Really?
It was a fun little thing. I don't even smoke, but it's just a fun little thing that I do to
to fuck up your nose.
No,
it's
to
a parlor
trick. No, to ruin one cigarette for somebody.
How bad did it burn?
It was awful.
Oh, bad.
It's a parlor
but
trick.
It always got a great reaction.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm a dragon. Christ. Oh, you were going to tell a story about something about folding laundry?
Oh, no. It was more about...
tell it.
You know what? Now that I said that, I think we did hear it, but you can tell it again.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
I think we did.
No.
Just go ahead. Go ahead and tell it.
So anyway, I'm on my couch and I'm jacking off and...
When was this?
I was younger. I was living
younger,
with my parents.
You were a kid, living with your parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He was able to spew seed.
Once. Yeah. Yeah.
Unlike you and Feifel.
I was stiffening a few socks in those days.
A few cardboard socks under the bed.
Yeah. I mean, long story short, I close my eyes. I'm scrapping. I finish. I'm cleaning. I open them up, and I turn, and I look at my bed, and there's two neat piles of folded laundry that weren't there when I started.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoops.
So somebody, while I was in mid-adventure with myself.
Adventure.
While I was in a mystical land.
You're chasing dragons.
Somebody had come into my room and put laundry on my bed. Oh. And still to this day, I have no idea who it was.
And they uttered the words, I'm never doing your socks again.
You might need these.
It all makes sense now.
And Shapiro admitted to getting walked in on constantly.
Oh, yeah, and he didn't want us to bring it up. So tell us, how often does this happen?
Not that often, but no one knocks.
So. And he's not allowed to lock his door.
Are you just perpetually scrapping? Like,
no.
What are the chances I'm walking in and you're not holding your dick?
You think your parents are trying to catch you?
Probably.
Just like sitting there, it's real quiet, all of a sudden your father just comes in. Your mother's making a roast.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, what?
Your mother's making gefilte fish. Let's go out for Burger King.
What do you do on... you don't celebrate Christmas, obviously, right?
No.
Are you one of those... do you like go to the movie theater on Christmas Day? What do you do? That's a lonely day,
We used
huh?
to, actually. Yeah? Because I get bored easy.
Mm-hmm.
And... like I like to hang out with my friends if I can, but you on Christmas, I have about three.
That's good.
No, but on Christmas we used to go out, and then I just got so lazy that I didn't want to do it. Yeah.
So he just stays home and abuses his dick while Fran's walking on him.
Actually, I used to. That was like a family thing.
Go to the movies?
Yeah, we go to movies. Get their gifts and breakfast.
I went to the movies once because it was just like Christmas Day. Everything was over. All the presents. Went to the grandparents. It's like 7 o'clock. Getting hungry again. And then I went with my friend Pat K. Yeah.
Is he in the chat room?
No. Yeah, he's going to show. It's like This Is Your Life. Everyone I talk to.
This Is Your Life.
And we went and we saw The Majestic with Jim Carrey.
Ah.
About that dumb movie theater. It was a horrible movie. And there was a lot of Jews there. Because I got nothing better to do. Everything's closed.
We got nothing better to do almost all the time.
Yeah, ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ.
You said it. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's true.
Oh, shit. It's 9 o'clock.
Thank God.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Well, let's do a little tiny lightning round. Rescued koala was found without head and testicles in a trophy hunter attack. So apparently they rescued this little koala, let him back out in the wild. And then they found him with his head and his testicles missing. Somebody
it was Steve.
Found him, cut off his head neatly.
Yay, we did it. Testicles. High five. Oh, my God. Where are his balls? His little koala balls are gone.
Oh, Christ. Poor guy.
Somebody took his balls. His balls are gone. Where is his glasses? You can't see without his glasses.
There's a new trend in wedding photos, the morning after photo, where the photographer will come in and take a picture of the couple, you know, showering together, laying in bed together, kind of hugging each other, scantily clad.
Double dilling each other with a turd.
Shitting on Kat Von D. So yeah, that's a new thing. And they have some pictures here that Kevin can see. A little classy photo. Them, you know, kissing. And their undergarments. That they are showering together.
This looks guy like Calvin Klein ads.
Pants down. Yeah, basically. You know, just laying around.
Kind of has to be for that to work, though,
look
doesn't
at this
it?
Laying here.
Just laying there in their jammies.
They all have filters and weird shadows and stuff.
Yeah. So it's Instagram.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, your buddy could just take these pictures for you.
Right.
This story was funny only because of the video, and there's no audio in the video. There's just this woman. Two people saved a mother and her 4-year-old child in Boston. They basically walked right off a train platform.
I saw this.
Like, she just walked right off of it.
It literally looked like she thought the ground.
Yeah.
Kept going.
I know.
She's just walking, and...
Like it was going to be like a Wile E. Coyote thing. She's just going to like look around. But she's just like, she's walking, boom. And the kid just goes fucking flying. Her and the kid. And two people came down and rescued her.
I believe they said something like she saw a train on the other side and thought it was by them or something.
Oh, really?
Along those lines?
So her perspective was off?
Yeah.
So she thought she had a little more.
Yeah.
That's why there's like fucking Brian Schaap's shoes. That's why there's a big fucking yellow line. Yeah. So you don't cross it.
This is the most attention my shoes have ever gotten.
Well, it's the most people you've been around one.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. People are freaking out over 50 Shades of Gray. Also, I had
more
another
like 50
story.
50 Shades of Gay.
Good one. Whoa. Holy shit. Out of the park for Brian Shapiro.
My brother's reading that.
Is he?
What's wrong with him?
I have no idea.
And your parents.
Does he
want to
be tied up
too?
By a man?
Well, they're saying that sales for dildos and whips and all kinds of weird fetishy things have gone up a significant amount, like, you know, 12 to 30% depending on the item, since this book has come out. And, of course, there are people saying that they're going to have, like, a mass burning where everyone can hand in their... So it's like the Beatles all over again.
Are they going to make this a movie or what?
They better not.
I hope not.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how they could?
50 Shades of Grey are making old ladies like sex. Burn them.
Burn to the ground.
Because it's going around like this is the craze of like all these women are trying to pick who would play.
It's like the grown up Twilight.
The main character, Grey or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Who wants to burn these books? Because isn't it like old haggard broads who are the ones that usually want to burn shit? Is it like the guys who now have to fuck them again?
Yeah.
You heard about Shia LaBeouf wanting to do real sex in a movie?
No.
how stoked are you, bro?
Like, he wants
not
to
really.
Like,
no,
he wants to have sex with Bumblebee.
Guys, you'll never believe it.
No. Like, and his girlfriend was...
What is it, Brian? What is it?
No, and his girlfriend was, like, really pissed off about it, apparently.
Guys, Transformers. You know, the guy from Transformers? Yeah, him.
Shouldn't you be looking for that China Royal Rumble porn, by the way?
I looked for it a couple weeks ago. Can't find it. I don't think it's out yet. Now you're just trying to prove that you listen.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And too bad he picked one, a line from like a year ago.
Yeah.
See, so like if you watch that and you're jerking off, you can just be like, Mom, it's just wrestling. It's just wrestling.
It just came on. Where am I?
Mom, go away.
Could you please knock?
Actually, that's the line I use a lot. Can you fucking knock? Seriously.
You don't say fucking. Your dad would whoop your fucking ass.
No, actually, I say fuck a lot.
Oh,
no,
shit. Dude, I met your dad last week. He'd beat your ass.
No, not really. He gets pissed about it, but he can't do anything.
He would knife edge you in the throat.
He'd try.
Red Titus did that.
To him.
Oh, that sucks.
With the door, can you knock?
Not that Jewish sounding.
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
So you're excited about Shia LaBeouf getting naked on screen?
Not really. I don't plan to go to the movies anytime soon.
Oh, no?
Nope.
What was the last movie you saw?
The Avengers.
How was that?
It was good.
I want to see it.
So our great review of Spider-Man didn't make you go and see it?
Fuck Spider-Man.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
Hey.
I'm warning you.
I bet you if it was Shia LaBeouf under there, he'd be
I'm warning you.
The fact that Emma Stone was in the movie, I wanted to go see it, but no.
I'd fuck her hard. I'd let her dildo shit dildo me.
It slowly degenerated.
The shit dildo.
Shit dildo is the title of the fucking show. Double-headed
dildo. I don't want
double-headed Jewish shit dildo.
We already had a show called Shit Show. Which was the one that you did without me.
We don't want to confuse people.
Well, I don't want to get kicked off iTunes. Every single episode is just going to be a bunch of stars. What is this? All right, well, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Is Matt going to be back next week?
He's got another tournament.
Whoa.
Are you sure?
No.
Cut that out. Cut that out.
Don't you ever say that again.
Don't you ever.
The Aristocrats Radio Show on Facebook.
AristocratsRadio.com, CWERadio.com. Lots of lovely shows to listen to.
At the Aristocrats with an underscore.
Yep,
on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm. We'll just go to AristocratsRadio.com. Everything's there, all the links. And Kevin's been putting up a lot of nice content on the Facebook.
Yeah, it's funny. People doing like it.
Job. It is. Yeah. It's more than I can do, so.
More than you're willing to do.
No, yeah. I used to do a lot of stuff, and then I stopped because I couldn't do it anymore. I don't have one of those fun jobs where I can just fucking jerk off on the computer all day.
Do it. I don't
fold laundry.
Yeah.
Ma, I'm at work. What are you doing here?
Everywhere I go? Christ.
Just throw those socks in the garbage.
All right, we'll see you next week.
We'll be funnier next week.
Thank you, Brian Shapiro, for showing up.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you, B-Shaps.
Our one and only fan. Thank you, Rich H., for listening.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Clutch,
thanks
for having us.
Thanks to the Chalks.
And thanks to everyone who downloaded the show.
God bless America.
PK Northlight.
Goodbye.